Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get hour number two underway. What do you say? Welcome back, South Carolina. Rob, Diesel, you, the Rob Brown Show, is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure, of course, as always, is mine. Thanks so much for being a part of the program. Hope you're doing exceptionally well all across the GSP area. Glad to have you along for the ride this hour of the show. Going to be very busy. Coming up in the next segment, we will hear from Coach John Harks. He is the head coach of the Greenville Triumph. Of course, a big, big match for them coming up next Friday as they are the host of the League One Championships in the USL. They do have one more weekend match. They'll be on the road against Orlando City B down in the Sunshine State coming up this weekend. And then John Harks and his Triumph will take on the second place team in USL League One. They are your, if we had it this year, Supporters Shield champion. Of course, that trophy goes to the regular season champions. That would be the USL League One's Greenville Triumph this year. So we'll hear from Coach John Harks coming up here in the next segment. Segment after that, Coach Andrew Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, our hockey team here in the Upstate, will join us. We talked to both of those gentlemen yesterday, and I have those interviews for you coming up here on the Rob Brown Show. In hour number three, we will hear from Mr. Kevin Thomas, Mr. John Epps. Those two gentlemen run a podcast called Moving the Chains that you are going to want to look up on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasting from. They cover local high school football better than anybody else. So make sure that you go find their podcast, but they did an exclusive interview with us yesterday, and we will have that sound for you coming up later on in the broadcast as well. And, of course, on top of all of that, we've got your picks, predictions, prognostications, and the like coming up here. In fact, we'll go ahead and jump into it right this very second because we've got a halfway decent weekend of college football coming up. The Big Ten getting back underway this weekend as of right this moment. We do not have any reports of any games that have had to be postponed that I am aware of off the top of my head right this second. By the way, how'd you feel last night, Diesel? You got to watch a little Appalachian State football on TV after, what, 7-8 months since y'all's last game?
26 days of no football operations whatsoever. That is brutal. I mean, I feel for the Florida fans, and I feel for any fan base that has to go through that at any point this season where you lose a game or two games or, in this case, three games. It sucks. You build all summer long waiting for that anticipation. Football season is finally here, even weirder during COVID, and you're like, yes, we finally got it, and then it's just taken away from you. And there's like a big hole in your fall that's just not there. And it felt so good to get it back. It felt even better to see the real life Jimmy Neutron, Marty Smith, correctly teach his ESPN broadcast brethren how to properly say Appalachian.
I heard
it was amazing. Because he's a Virginia boy. He's from, like, I looked on the map. It's really like four counties away. It's in that really skinny part of Western Virginia.
Sure.
And it's really not that far as the crow flies. It can't be more than maybe 50 miles to 100 miles, tops. I'd have to look it up to be sure. But it's really close. And, like, homeboy just, he knows. And I love Marty Smith. He's my dude. And he just schooled everyone in that broadcast booth on how to say it.
I laughed at that only because that was like, I think you and I had that conversation on air when I was auditioning for this job, if I recall correctly, because I think I called them Appalachian State. And y'all, Diesel just scoured. I had known Diesel for all of 30 minutes at that point.
Honestly, I can't believe I ended up recommending you for the job just for that reason.
Yeah. Like, and it's dumb because, like, jokes aside, Diesel was so adamant in making sure that I understood that it's Appalachian State that, A, I have not mispronounced it since that day, and B, he was so genuine about making damn sure that I understood how to correctly pronounce Appalachian State that I walked out of there, out of my day one audition, like, man, I better take Diesel to get some bourbon drinks or something because I don't know that I'm getting this job if it's up to him at the end of the day.
139 miles. Looked it up.
Nice. By the way, I was actually on this past Saturday morning. I actually had a tweet read on Marty and McGee on ESPN Upstate because, and I had to ask you this because I was curious about it. They were talking about, in a moment of great radio, what word did you spell wrong in an elementary level spelling bee that cost you your spelling bee championship? Because every kid had a word, a dumb word, that they spelled incorrectly in a spelling bee in elementary school that cost them the elementary school spelling bee championship. Marty's was squirrel, and McGee's was medicine. I tweeted in and said that the word, and I remember it, Diesel, to this day, fifth grade, I was like the third, I was like one of three contestants left in the spelling bee, and my word was oyster, and in just a brain fart moment, where my head decided to not cooperate, I switched the S and the Y, and I spelled it O-S-Y-T-E-R, oyster, which of course is incorrect, and it's like, I don't know why. It is a traumatic memory of my childhood, A, because I got it wrong when the word that was the final word, and I don't remember what it was, but I nailed it. I knew exactly how to spell that word, but I spelled oyster wrong, and B, because being a child of the great state of Louisiana, where oysters are an entire food group to themselves, D-Train, my family never let me forget that I misspelled the word oyster, and it stuck with me for years. What is the word that you misspelled in a spelling bee, Diesel? Because I know what happened to you.
Oh, honestly, I don't know that I ever made a spelling bee. I don't think I tried. I don't think I tried to make the spelling bee.
It happened to you. It happened to everybody. We all have the story. We all screwed up the word. We all have that moment. And that was the one for me, man. That was the one for me. 71307 is the text line. 71307. Start your text with ESPN. This text just came in. ESPN, Rob, I thought you were going to say you misspelled alarm or ooh, giraffe. Nice. That's called a callback in the comedy world, and I'm very proud of you. So, text us 71307. What's the spelling bee word that you misspelled? Because I know there is one. I know there's a word you blew. What's the word you blew in the spelling bee back in the day when you were a kid that stayed with you? That was mine. All right, let's take a look down the college football schedule. We got John Harkes. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's get Coach Harkes in. We'll go ahead and run to a break. Coming up in the next segment, John Harkes is the head coach of the Greenville Triumph. They are set to play in the USL League One championship game next Friday. They have earned the right by being regular season champions to host that match next Friday evening. We will play that interview that we did yesterday with Coach Harkes in the next segment. Segment after that, Coach Andrew Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits will join us here on the show to talk a little bit about where that hockey team stands with a month and a half until the home opener for the Swamp Rabbits. And then we'll make our college football picks to wrap up the hour. That's all next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Yesterday we got an opportunity to talk with the head coach of the Greenville Triumph, our USL League One regular season champions. Coach John Harkes of the Triumph joined us on the show. Here's the interview we did yesterday with Coach Harkes as his side gets ready to one more regular season game against Orlando City B down in the Sunshine State and then back home to host the USL League One championship team. Here's our talk with Coach John Harkes of the Greenville Triumph. Heading out to the phone lines. Welcome in the head coach of our USL League One top of the table featured squad, our own Greenville Triumph. Coach John Harkes joins us here on the program to talk a little soccer. Coach, man, great to have you back on the air, and congratulations on what has been a stellar season so far. Got to feel good to have home field in the championship match locked up earlier than the end of the season.
Hey, Rob, great to be on with you, and let's just be clear. Yes, I do not feel bad about hosting a championship league final. I feel very good about it. We're looking forward to it. We're excited, and you know, it's been a long journey this year, obviously, through COVID and, you know, what we've been able to accomplish as a group. And our players are fantastic. I'm proud of them. And we got a lot of work still. We've got the game against Orlando away, last game of the regular season. We travel tomorrow very early in the morning, so we got Saturday game. And then we're preparing for Friday night at home, which is, you know, we're excited for the club, for our community, you know, for Greenville, for the upstate. And it's not every day that you get to play in a championship final, but it's not every day that you get to host one. So we're really looking forward to it. And certainly there's measured approach, you know, every day, which we've got to take care of business first and make sure we perform well on the weekend and, you know, carry that good form into the final as well. So we're excited. Yeah, it's been a great season, man. I mean, the guys have been number one all year in the league. That's pretty hard to do. So I guess in some way you could say we're regular season champions, right? In soccer, they call it the Supporters Shield Award. So I guess I'll have to talk to Doug Irwin and see if, you know, Doug could come up with their own Supporters Shield Award right there. A little pressure on Doug if he's listening.
Hey, it's always more fun to put fun on the office, guys, man. I'm for it. Let me ask you, Coach, when you know with a pair of regular season games still on the docket, obviously you had Union Omaha at home this past week. You got one more on the road coming up before the USL League One final championship. How did that, did that change your approach? You already got the spot locked up. You already got home field advantage locked up. Does that change your approach? Do you maybe start looking ahead a little bit since the two games, if we're being honest, record-wise are inconsequential? Or do you guys still kind of work different angles game by game on the way to the championship game? As a coach, how do you approach that?
Oh, we're working every day to make sure that we continue, you know, our basic principles, you know, what can we be better at? And we're hoping that the last game teaches us more and prepares us more for the final. You know, we've got to be in a position that, you know, we don't have it all sorted out. Yeah, we've had a great year, but there's ups and downs, and there's teams that want to knock us off the pedestal, and we've got a target on our back. So it's a measured approach. We're not looking ahead. You can't do that. And it would be a shame, and it would be disrespectful to the work that we've put in. We've got to honor the work. I tell the players that every day, and it's only based on your performances. That's what's going to lead to the, you know, the success that's there. Most of the best coaches that I've learned from in all sports, don't talk about winning. They just talk about your performances and what that leads to. So we're hoping to concentrate on that, make sure we get things right on Saturday in Orlando. And then we'll reassess everything and how we played and maybe where some of our areas of development are and what we did very well. And, of course, you know, injuries are part of sports, and so there may be an injury or two that we might have to deal with and adapt and change. So, you know, there's a lot of things to still go into next week. And, but we'll take it in stride. We'll take it in stride for sure.
Talking to John Harkes, the head coach of the Greenville Triumph, who have clinched not only a spot in the USL League One championship match, but have also clinched home field advantage in that game. I want to ask you about a couple of different players, Coach, and just give me a quick thought or two about each of them. One of them is your goalkeeper, Dallas J. Last week, last Sunday, after the game was over, it was Dallas J. bobblehead day, and they were giving away 1,000 of these bobbleheads. And I almost kind of had to laugh a little bit because here comes Greenville, down one in stoppage time. Offensive possession has kind of swung their way, chance at a goal. And I turn around, and I'm looking at people flocking to the exits because everybody was in a hustle to get one of these Dallas J. bobbleheads. He has quite the fan base, the fan following. I love it sitting in the supporter section listening to the banner back and forth between the Triumph and Dallas J., because he's bought into that. Talk to me a little bit about your goalkeeper and the mentality that has made him, as far as I'm concerned, the best keeper in USL League One.
Yeah, his consistency is what's, you know, led him to where he is today and his success. And the mental approach, the mentality of a goalkeeper, you have to have self-belief. And we built him up, you know, from day one. And that was even prior to last year, because last year was his first time as a head coach, starting player. So he had never had that starting position before. He worked for me as a backup goalkeeper at Cincinnati when I was head coaching there. It's FC Cincinnati, who's in the MLS now. And this was going to be a big change for him. It was going to be a lot of responsibility. And through that process, it was going to be guided discovery with his growth. So he took that on, and he did a great job with it. And our team defense, you know, without the ball really well. We attack with the ball really well. So from that perspective, I was proud of him. But now they do it again in the second year, and then he's just showing accountability. He's showing responsibility to take leadership for this team. So he's been a great goalkeeper. He's done extremely well. And in regards to your other comment, in terms of business 101, you never, ever try to get your fans out of the seats if you can. So I don't know what happened there with the bobblehead distribution. I'm sure the league probably, you know, with COVID said we can't distribute them at certain times. I don't know. That was crazy. I mean, you want everybody staying there till the end and fighting and pushing the team on. So I don't know. Maybe we can get Dallas J bobblehead night one more time at the end of the game when we celebrate next Friday.
I'm going to go ahead and tell Chris and Doug, who are firing up their phones right now, I 100% did not mean for that to come out that way. So don't hate me. No, I want to ask you about
They'll be texting you. Don't worry, Rob. They'll be texting you. No worries.
Fair enough. Looking forward to it already. Talk to me about Noah Pilato. This is a guy that has come up with some big clutch goals and some very impressive creative goals from almost around the top of the box, it almost feels like, consistently. Noah's been a guy that's come up with some goal of the week contenders for you guys multiple points throughout this season. How do you see his creativity and how it fits in with what your goals are for an offensive tactics?
Yeah, we asked Noah. I've known Noah since Academy days at DC United. You know, he's a Northern Virginia guy, lives just near me. But I knew him, and he was playing for Loudoun United last year in the championship. And, you know, he had not as many minutes as he's getting now, for sure. But what I did add to his game and ask him, you know, to add to his game was that late trailing run that he makes out of the midfield. And that sometimes takes a lot of patience and discipline to do that. He defends well. His distribution's been very good. He covers a lot of ground. But we want to make sure that he's showing up in the right places. And that timing of your run is so important. So he's done a great job, like you said. Three quality goals that he's got this year. They're not little tap-ins, are they, Bob? You know, they're quality cracking goals. And, you know, this last one was fantastic against Omaha. The one he had against Fort Lauderdale off the post and in upper 90, he did win goal of the week, and the one against Chattanooga. So, you know, he's done well. And adding that, you know, getting goals from a central midfield position is really important so that you spread out the wealth of the team. And then you also become unpredictable so that you're not always relying on the two strikers or the guys that are really in the advanced positions in the final third. So he's done a great job.
John Harkes is the head coach of the Greenville Triumph, joining us right here on the program to talk a little Triumph football as we are a week and a day away from the USL League One championship game right here. Another guy that I have really enjoyed watching, and to me, he kind of strikes me as a blue-collar guy. He's back there on the back line, but he's almost kind of the captain on the defensive third, and that's Tyler Pollock. I love watching this guy play. I love watching him communicate. He's where he needs to be, very rarely off his line. Talk to me about his game, because he just seems like kind of one of those old school, very tactically sound leaders on the back line for you guys.
Yeah, I think you say it well, Rob. He is actually one of those old school kind of guys. He does read the game extremely well, and he has the most interceptions in the defensive third than anybody in the league. He anticipates well. He's smart. He smells out the problems that's coming, and you know, his passing is fantastic. I mean, his ability to read a game and to kind of advance the game moving forward and overlap as a fullback, but also have the engine to get back and defend is tremendous. So very lucky to have him. Great fullback. He's another one of the guys that worked for me at FC Cincinnati. And, you know, through our relationship, I was able to convince him to come here, which is brilliant. That he's done well. So I'm really excited to have him. He's one of the captains along with Aaron Walker, and both of them, they don't really, you know, they're not screamers. They're not vocal captains. They lead by example, and I love that. I love it. It's been great. So, yeah, he's a quality, best fullback in the league, without a doubt.
Last question, and we will cut you loose, Coach. You got a week and a day, as we mentioned, until the championship game. You still got one game on the road down in Orlando, a team that you guys defeated a couple of weeks ago at home. How are you preparing this team when they know that this game ultimately, although it'll look good on the record books and three more points isn't going to hurt anybody feeling in terms of looking at just the domination of this league for the triumph, how do you steer your team to understand the importance of making sure that tactics are sound, timing is good in a game against Orlando while also getting them ready for a huge championship game in just a week and a day from right now?
No, that's fine. I mean, they've known it all year long. You know, there's great communication and understanding. We always check for understanding on what the job is and what the tasks are. And our guys are really focused on taking care of in Orlando and preparing that on Friday when we travel and get down there and train down there late in the afternoon. And then it's an early game on Saturday at 1 o'clock. So, you know, it's business as usual. These guys know what they got to do, and we don't over-dramatize anything. Emotional control is key. And, they seem like they're ready to go. And then once that's, you know, we do the business there, hopefully, and we compete well and we'll learn more about ourselves again. It's always evolving as a group. And we'll prepare for Friday and be ready to go for the final. And we're excited. We're looking forward to it. Like I said earlier, it doesn't happen every day that you get to play in a championship game, never mind, you know, host one. So it's kind of double delight in that way. So we're looking forward to it.
Love it. Coach John Harkes is the head coach of the Greenville Triumph. Again, they host the USL League One Championship match a week from tomorrow right here at Legacy Early College in Greenville. Coach, man, I know you're slammed up busy getting ready for your final two matches. I appreciate your time as always, and we will get you back on real soon. Hopefully, next time we do, you'll be hosting a heavy piece of hardware to bring back to the upstate.
That would be great, Rob. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for your support as always, and hey, you know, take a play on sale and you can get into this stadium, into the championship final game for $10. Think about that. I mean, of course, there's other seats that are available for a little bit higher price, but you can get in there and just view this game and be there, support your local Greenville Triumph team. That would be fantastic. So hopefully the fans come out and they support us and get behind us, and it'll be great to celebrate with the community.
It's the best ticket in town, no doubt about it. Coach John Harkes, appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk to him soon. Of course, John Harkes, the head coach of the Greenville Triumph. They are your upstate soccer team. They are also in line to become our USL League One champions if they can get one more win at Legacy Early College next Friday. Quick break. We're back right after this live at the Ingle.
So that was our interview yesterday with Coach John Harkes of the Greenville Triumph. Again, next Friday is that championship match. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Andrew Lord. He is the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, a month and a half away from the start of their season at the Bonscore Wellness Center. That's coming up next on The Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Had the opportunity yesterday to speak with Coach Andrew Lord. He's the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. They get their home opener underway on December 18th at the Bon Secours Wellness Center. Coach Lord just recently here to the Upstate. Joined us yesterday, and here is our interview with the new man in charge of the Upstate hockey team, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Here is Coach Andrew Lord. Now we go back to the phone line. We welcome in the man who will be holding the clipboard and in charge of the home opener of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits on December 18th. I can now say I've had the pleasure of shaking his hand in public and maybe even made a new golf buddy, depending on how this interview goes. Head coach of the Swamp Rabbits, my man Andrew Lord, joins us on the program. Coach, great to talk to you again, buddy. Appreciate you taking a minute, man.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, really great to meet you the other night and enjoying the show. Good to be back on.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll jump into hockey here in a second, but before we do that, Coach, now you've been here a couple of weeks on the Upstate, starting to feel your way around, get a feel for the community. You got to go out to midfield at the Triumph game on Sunday and do some interaction with fans at the Triumph match. How's your feel of the Upstate so far after a few weeks as the newest resident?
It's incredible. Can't speak more highly of it. City's amazing to see the development, to see how great the people are. Made so many awesome relationships already. We're loving it. We're absolutely loving it. Just so thankful and happy to be here. As far as the Triumph, I thought that was a great event. Really appreciate them having us out. Really cool to meet John Harks there, like Chris Lewis, their president. Awesome guy as well. Been nice to kind of get to know them a little bit. I thought the event was fantastic. Sun was shining. Got a little sun for a Canadian kid. And also nice to meet you there too. So all in all, things are going great.
Love it, man. Love it. And I wanted to ask you about that. You know, I've said since I got here, Coach, and got to start interacting with Chris and Doug, with the Triumph, with all the staff there, with you guys and the Swamp Rabbits, with you and your new staff and the new players coming in. One of the things I love about this area is that not only does the community buy into the local sports, but the local sports work with each other. It's not a cutthroat competition for the dollars of the Upstate. Everybody is kind of a all boats rise on a rising tide situation where all three of our local teams plus the teams outside of the immediate Greenville area work with each other. For you to now have that experience to really get a hands-on feel for your team with the Swamp Rabbits, now you've been to a Triumph game. Obviously, when the drives start opening up, they'll be in the fray as well. Just what's your take on the local sports community as far as local sports go here in the area?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a big reason why I'm here. It was a big draw for sure. Heard about it, you know, leading up to arriving, and again, been blown away by it. The communication between teams is fantastic. Everyone working together, you know, us, you know, going to Triumph and learning from them as far as social distancing and that kind of thing. And been down to the drive there for a Habitat for Humanity event. Saw that beautiful field. It's great. You can tell the people are, you know, take a lot of pride in their community here, and it shows through the sporting teams. And, you know, I think we're just really thankful and happy to be a part of it. And, you know, we're looking to put our own little stamp on it and, you know, I guess just keep driving things forward here.
Talking with Coach Andrew Lord, the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Their December 18th home opener is set for now. Coach, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because you guys have signed a couple new players over the last few weeks. You're kind of still building up your roster, adding some new talent. How do you evaluate talent? And I know obviously game film is probably the biggest answer here, but during a point in time in the coronavirus where it's kind of difficult to meet with guys, to go handshakes and eyeballs on, et cetera, what's the evaluation process for you and your staff when you're trying to find new talent to add to the roster during this coronavirus offseason?
Yeah, it's a real thorough, in-depth process. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, but, you know, thankfully we love doing what we do here. It's not really a job, so it's fun putting a team together. There's obviously a real, you know, putting the pieces of the puzzle together factor, and then you add in, you know, the extended off season. It's been challenging at times, but been really happy with our patience, and I think it's paid off. We've had a couple huge weeks here. We got upwards of 6 more signings that haven't even been announced. Fantastic players. A couple of the additions we've made recently have been great as well. Bringing Brendan Connolly back in the mix. He was part of the team 3 years ago. And as far as the process, video-based, you build your trust in your favorite agent, so to speak. And then we really like the peer-to-peer or knowing a player that knows a player kind of thing and finding out all about these guys. Reference checks are absolutely critical. They're probably the top of our list as far as what we do. And it's just bringing in the right people. And, I can confidently say we're going to have great guys because of that in the community. And guys are going to, play for the front of the shirt game in and game out.
Andrew Lord is the head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. Let's talk about a couple of your new signings. You brought in defenseman Chris Carlisle, a guy with a lot of experience, just 25 years of age, but has played in 4 different professional leagues, including the ECHL, the AHL. Now he's played in top leagues in Austria and Slovakia as well. This is a guy who's got not just experience, but experience in a lot of different hockey cultures around the world so far, a puck-moving defenseman, a guy with a lot of versatility on that back line for you guys. What can you tell us about what he is going to add to the rotation for the Swamp Rabbits?
Yeah, it's a huge signing for us. I'd say a COVID-related signing with the market squeeze. Some leagues in Europe not starting, the American League, AHL not starting yet. This guy is almost too good for the league type of player. Fortunately, our assistant coach, Philip Barsky, actually coached him in the past, so we got a real, firsthand, info on him as far as character and what he brings. Real solid all-around defenseman, great guy, team guy. He's won in the past and multiple times. He's going to do it all, from a defensive standpoint. He can chip in offensively as well. Skates great. Just a real solid piece for us back there overall.
No way to have better eyes on a player than to have eyes on a guy who's played for you. You bring over one of your guys who ran some time on the ice for you over there in the UK, Bryce Reddick, on his way over. 31-year-old defenseman, brings a league championship and a couple of playoff championships from his time with you under the banner of the Devils across the pond. How can you best introduce this young man to the area, Bryce Reddick?
Yeah, he's just a Swiss Army knife, to be honest. Does it all. Skates great. A little bit undersized. It makes up for it, with the physical component and his energy and, just his all-out compete, really. Total competitor. Again, an awesome guy in the community. He'll be, he'll be the first guy doing school visits, getting out, helping kids out on the ice, doing all those great things that, is a huge part of sports and building our organization here in the community. So we're really happy to have him.
Coach Andrew Lord joining us here on Offsides. Rob Brown filling in for Mark Ryan. So, Coach, you are now just a touch under a month and a half until the home opener there at the Bon Secours Wellness Center in downtown Greenville. What's the mentality of your team in terms of preparation right now? Obviously, you still got guys coming in to fill in the roster. You've got assistant coaches who are just showing up in the past week or two from various parts around the world to be a part of the staff. As your roster comes together in terms of both the players, the coaching staff, et cetera, where's the mentality of your team in terms of preparation with about a month and a half till the first match?
I think it's really good. I mean, the guys have had the longest off season of their entire careers. It's pretty much double the length of a normal off season. So I think from a fitness, gaining strength, gaining skill perspective, these guys should be absolutely flying. So we're really excited about that. That's a big question before signing these guys. What have they been doing? As far as training on and off the ice. And so I think we have a good feel for that. I think the communication's been there from a distance, obviously, which is, an important piece. And then we have a good training camp. We have a couple-week training camp where we can really sink our teeth in and bring guys up to speed on to how we want to play. And, building that culture the first couple of weeks is, imperative as well for, a great, successful season here.
What is the most important thing that you've got your team working on right now? I mean, I know it's very difficult this offseason of all offseasons to be able to build chemistry on the ice or even just as a team getting together, since it's been difficult to get everybody in the same place. So how do you as a head coach attack and approach trying to build that team chemistry with a significantly different and shorter offseason than you would ordinarily be used to?
Yeah, it's difficult. That being said, again, I think it's back to that one-on-one communication, getting on the phone, getting to know your guys, getting to know what they need to improve on. And right now it's all about individual improvement, literally. If every guy can, you know, improve even 5-10%, some of their deficiencies, imagine what that adds up to over, you know, the course of the season and how we perform from a team perspective. And yeah, it's just really helping them any way we can in that side of things, be it video, you know, mental approach, you name it. We're trying to tackle it all. And, you know, for every guy, it is a little bit different. Everyone's got their strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, we bring up those weaknesses. I think we're in really good shape.
We are speaking with Coach Andrew Lord, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. December 18th is opening day for the Swamp Rabbits right here in Greenville at the Bon Secours Wellness Center. Coach, I know you got a lot on your plate. I know you're a busy man, so we'll cut you loose. Appreciate your time. It was great to meet you. I am holding you to that round of golf. Please don't embarrass me too bad, but looking forward to it anyway.
Can't wait, buddy. Great seeing you. Great chatting today.
That was our interview yesterday with Coach Andrew Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Quick break. We put a bow on hour two. We'll give you our picks in hour three. Talk a little high school ball. Wrap it up with Twitter trending topics. That's next on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Diesel and you. This is ESPN Upstate. Wrapping up hour number two, third hour of the show, going to be a busy one. We're going to give you our college and NFL picks. We will hear from John Epps and Kevin Thomas, of Moving the Chains. Talk a little high school ball. That's just around the corner. And, of course, we'll wrap it all up, as we always do, with some Twitter trending topics. Fred and TR, I see you on the line, buddy. Hold through the top of the hour break for me because I don't want to shortchange you any time, so you hang on. We'll get you in at the start of the next hour. Everybody else, you got anything you want to say? Now's your opportunity. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Want to remind you to hit our website at ESPNUpstate.com. ESPNUpstate.com is your home for all the sports that impact the upstate. We curate the hottest news about the sports you care about and the stories that impact you here in the upstate the most. You can also go there and find the blogs of me, Diesel, Mark Ryan, and Lonzo, all the things that we have to say. Make sure you read through our blogs, and you can listen to the show live or listen to replays using our radio.com rewind feature. All of that and more is on the website for you. Go to ESPNUpstate.com to learn more. That's ESPNUpstate.com. Thanks again to Coach Andrew Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Thanks to Coach John Harkes of the Greenville Triumph, both of whom joined us yesterday. Replayed you those interviews during this hour. We appreciate their time very much. Great to have them on the show. And as I've mentioned to you many times, it's great not only to have some very, very good teams here in the upstate, but staffs and crews of those teams that genuinely care about their connection with the community. Every time I reach out to Tim with the Swamp Rabbits or Doug and Chris with the Triumph and say I need somebody, they always hook us up because they want you guys to know what's going on with the teams in the area, and it's fantastic. One more top of the hour break. Hour number three is around the corner. We'll talk some college football to open, some high school football after that, picks after that, and Twitter trending topics to end the show on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!